Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. I'm speaking with Philadelphia-based composer Melissa Dunphy about her song cycle Hervorakvida, The Incantation of Hervor. There are three songs in your set Hervorakvida which tells the dramatic story of the character Hervor. Tell us, if you would, what these songs are about.
Absolutely. The songs are about this young woman and her journey, and I kind of take three snapshots, although the last one is certainly a little more than a snapshot, of her journey to reclaim the sword of her father. So this is a young woman whose father has gone off to die in a glorious battle, and because she's a woman, she has been staying at home with her mother and isn't allowed to go off and do all of these things that she dreams of doing. In the original stories, there's more mention of, you know, she keeps getting into trouble. She's marauding around the countryside, robbing people and doing the sorts of things that might be excused in a boys will be boys kind of way. But she's a woman, so she comes up against a lot of pushback from the people in her village. So she decides to go out into the world as a man and find her way.
Wisest of women, prepare me as you mourn a son. Wisest of women, prepare me as you mourn a son.
So the first song, which is called To My Mother, she asks her mother to prepare her as she would a son. In other words, she's asking her mother to make her some boy's clothes, to hide her hair, and she's really saying goodbye to her mother and beginning to reinvent herself. Her female name is Hervor, and she's changing her name to the male version, Hervarth, and going out in the world. The last line of that translation, that poem, that song is, "There is no peace for me here." So sort of alluding to the trouble that she got into in her village.
There is no peace for me
. So the second song is a total change of pace from the first one. It's much jauntier, and it's supposed to be kind of funny. It's called To a Stranger. And in this song, she meets a stranger on the island where her father is buried, and she asks the stranger, this shepherd, to show her where these burial mounds are, where she knows her father is buried.
Shepherd, no, I shall not flee shelter, I'll deny. Bring me to the burial mounds where the sons of Angrim lie.
And the shepherd is terrified because these mounds are haunted and everyone on the island is terrified of them. So the song is really, you know, it sort of begins in the middle of the conversation and she's saying, "Shepherd, no, I shall not flee. Take me to the burial mounds as I asked you." She introduces herself as the commander of a Viking ship and continually keeps saying to the shepherd, "I'm not going to run away. I'm not going to quit this." Eventually, she offers the shepherd a necklace to take her to the graveyard as a payment. And the shepherd finally is so terrified, he just runs away.
"Oh, do you run from me?"
So at the end, she says, you know, "Coping with this coward but serves to embolden me." In other words, you know, seeing this terrified man just makes me feel braver. I'm going to go find my father.
"Brave, I seek my destiny."
The last song is the one where she opens the burial mound of her father and calls upon the ghosts, the spirits of her father and her relatives who died in this battle, to come forth. She calls them forth in this incantation and demands this sword forged by Dvalin the dwarf. So we're getting into ring cycle stuff, if you're familiar with that.
"Give me
says, dead men have no right to keep this blade. This is mine. Finally, her father's ghost comes forth and gives her the sword, even though she knows that it's cursed. She takes it. And this one is sort of I tried to give it the creepiest texture I possibly could, if you can imagine this woman, this amazing woman, in the middle of a graveyard talking to ghosts with no fear whatsoever. She doesn't fear anything, and yet all of this craziness that's happening around her.
Men of evil, speak to me.
For these songs, you've taken texts from the Norse poetic Edda and reworked English translations of them into singing versions. What was it about these particular texts that spoke to you?
This particular story, I think, which is the story of Hervor, really spoke to me because it's so different from the way that we conceptualize female warriors, I think, even in the sort of empowered female warrior trope of the ring cycle, of these battle maidens that go out, you know, the Valkyrie. Hervar is a woman who decides to become a man in order to travel the world and have the freedom that she or he, as she becomes, wants in the world and the things that Hervar wants to achieve. And I think that in this particular moment in modern Western society is a really important message, because it's something, you know, that we've been discussing in terms of gender issues. And it's a reminder that these gender issues are not actually as new as we might want to think they are, that they go back thousands of years. And that's a much older idea than I think a lot of us like to think.
No longer here for my name.
In your research while you were composing these songs, did you happen to learn if there's a character similar to Hervor / Hervarth in any other major epics?
I am sure you and all of your listeners are aware of Lord of the Rings. As a young girl, I read Lord of the Rings, and of course, I was a big fan of the movies when they came out as well. And as a young girl reading these books that are mostly full of male characters, one of the characters that I was hugely drawn to was Eowyn, who, of course, is one of the fighters in the book and the movies, who picks up a sword and fights with the men. And that is a character that draws from this idea of Hervor picking up a sword and fighting along with the men. There's also, secondarily, the character of Arwen, who is an elvish woman who also carries a sword and fights. And it's really clear because, of course, Tolkien drew very heavily from these Scandinavian myths in his stories, that these characters are hugely influenced by women characters like Hervor in these myths. So it's super exciting to me to sort of connect these stories. Also, just as a weird aside, when I was writing this, I was having really strong flashbacks to Mulan, and I'm half Chinese, my mother is Chinese, and when I was a little girl, she would tell me the story of Mulan, this was well before the Disney movie, this was in the 80s, who picked up a sword and went to fight in place of her father in the wars. And I remember being absolutely entranced by these stories as a kid. My mom had these little porcelain figurines of Mulan with a sword behind her back, and I realized that this is a much more universal tale than we might initially think, actually. And it's just really interesting to me that this is a trope that's repeated across very distant cultures.
I will seek out my slain kinsmen. I will claim their riches as rightful heir if I serve.
Melissa Dunphy, you are the composer of the song set Hervararkvida, The Incantation of Hervor, for mezzo-soprano, harp, and violin. These songs will be performed in April here in Columbus on the Women in Music Columbus Sunday Concert Series. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us during Women's History Month.
Thank you so much.
You've been hearing selections from Melissa Dunphy's Hervara Kavida, performed by mezzo-soprano Marin Montalbano, violinist Rebecca Harris, and harpist Elizabeth Houston, from the recording Sea Tangle, Songs from the North. I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. There is no